even by the standards of other famous violent anomalies, SCP-106, better known as the Old Man, is a complete monster. Consider this: SCP-096, the Shy Guy, is a mindless beast that kills out of pure instinct when people see its face. SCP-049, the Plague Doctor, kills by accident with his deadly touch while trying to help. Even SCP-682 seems to kill because the burning hatred for all life that resides inside it is impossible to suppress. But SCP-106 doesn't kill out of hatred, he kills out of love, and what he loves more than anything else is inflicting pain, misery, and terror just for the fun of it. In case you haven't heard our explanation of this monster, SCP-106 is an invincible, sadistic old man whose anomalous abilities allow him to walk through solid surfaces. As a result, he's incredibly hard to contain, making him one of the scarier Keter class. Anomalies in SCP Foundation containment, and it's almost impossible to escape if you end up on his hit list. But his scariest ability of all is dragging people into his pocket dimension, a private hell where he controls both space and time, and can do awful things to his captured victims to his heart's content. SCP-106 is downright evil, and he couldn't be happier about it. You might assume that there are no hidden depths to be plumbed when it comes to the straightforwardly violent monster, but certain SCP Foundation discoveries about the infamous old man may surprise you. Meet SCP-978, the Desire Camera. This anomalous Polaroid camera has the remarkable ability to reveal the deepest desire of its subject, and the Foundation tested the camera on several employees and anomalies, including SCP-106. Now, you might have expected SCP-106's greatest desire to be causing more pain, his favorite activity, but the researchers were shocked to find out that wasn't the case at all. The actual result, according to test logs, was, quote, SCP-106 roaming a wheat field. Appears to be approaching an old farmhouse, while a woman, appearing to be in her mid-60s, welcomes 106. It turned out that even a creature of pure malice like SCP-106 may have some hidden secrets after all, a prospect that greatly intrigued Foundation researchers. While an obscene amount of work had gone into containing the old man and subverting his powerful anomalous abilities, comparatively little work had gone into his origins. And when the Foundation actually started digging, they were surprised to find that the rabbit hole was far, far deeper than they'd ever imagined. Much like the Joker, the old man's origin story is multiple choice. Out of the reams of research into SCP-106's origin, we've narrowed it down to the three most plausible possibilities for how a creature like the old man could come to exist: the Divergent Species Theory, the Scranton Theory, and the Corporal Lawrence Theory. And today we're going to explore all of them. First, let's look at the Divergent Species Theory. The main basis for this theory is information gleaned from a tale known as Once But Not Now. This tale is seen as a collection of memories from the atrophied mind of the old man, detailing his origins thousands of years prior. It's worth remembering that a lot of these memories are, of course, highly subjective and interpretive. If they are to be taken as the authentic memories of the old man, then it is also important to note that, as a deranged, compulsive sadist, details of his memories are possibly unreliable. That being said, according to the reports contained within Once But Not Now, the old man was once a member of a hominid family similar to that of humans, but displaying the anomalous powers we've come to expect from SCP-106, enhanced strength, corrosive mucus, and the ability to pass through solid objects. In the documents, it is implied that the primary source of prey for the old man's species was actually Neanderthals. They had basic tribal cultures that allowed them to organize hunting parties for the purpose of bringing food back to their camps. They even had a semblance of socially enforced laws, leaving members of their tribe to starve after they committed murder against their own species. If things had played out differently, this species may have stuck around, perhaps even surpassing humanity and becoming the dominant species on Earth, an entire thriving culture of SCP-106. However, as time passed, the Neanderthals were eventually hounded to extinction. This destroyed the primary food source for SCP-106's species, which, if you have even a basic familiarity with evolutionary biology, never bodes well for a species. As the old man's species turned its attention to humanity, it found they weren't nearly as easy to prey upon. As a result, their species slowly fell into decline and eventually slipped into near extinction. The old man, most likely the last of his kind, went into a state of hibernation within a tree. He remained in the tree for what may have been thousands of years, before eventually climbing out into a world that had long since forgotten anything like him had ever existed. The old man woke up into a strange new world, filled with alien structures and garish lights. He wandered confused and hungry, haunted by the knowledge that he was the last one left of his kind. He wandered around the new world until he found what he described as a nest, likely just a normal, human home. He became distressed by the structures and lights around him, until finally happening upon a food source that he hungrily ate. This food source turned out to be a human infant. Not long after that, he was apprehended by figures described as the men in white coats who are likely to be agents of the SCP Foundation. He was contained not long after that. These days, his only motivating factor is the search for pain and anguish, the only things that can give this very, very old man any semblance of feelings anymore. Of course, this is actually the least popular of the three theories. But it does pose a rather disturbing question: if ever there was a whole species of SCP-106, is it really possible that our species would be able to outlast them? The second most popular theory was that SCP-106 was not only once human, but an extremely important Foundation researcher, namely Dr. Robert Scranton. If that name sounds familiar to you, it may be because you've heard of the famous Scranton reality anchors. These devices, inspired by Scranton, have been the Foundation's greatest tools in combating the anomalous effects of reality warpers. And if the Scranton theory about the origin of 106 is to be believed, it's darkly ironic that it would be a reality warping anomaly that would bring Drive Scranton to his unfortunate end. The horrors began on January 2nd, in the year 2000, when Dr. Scranton and his wife, Drive Anna Lang, were testing a new technology, the Lang-Scranton Stabilizer. This was the technology that would lay the groundwork for the reality anchors that would later be created in Scranton's name. However, the stabilizer was ironically anything but stable, and caused what is known as a momentary Class C broken entry wormhole. Scranton was sucked into the wormhole and transported to a pocket dimension known as SCP-3001, or the Red Reality. Many people assumed Scranton was dead, but the reality was far more horrific. SCP-3001, which the still-living Scranton and the control pad of the stabilizer were sucked into, was a kind of empty, infinitely extending void. The laws of reality did not apply in the darkened void of 3001. There was no space, no light, no passage of time. It was the absence of all existence, except for Scranton, who was the one speck of existence trapped inside. As whatever passed for time went on, Scranton could only speak to a small audio recorder embedded in the console. It became his only company, the one thing anchoring him to some semblance of sanity. But of course that couldn't last forever. As he came to terms with the reality of his situation, Drive Scranton became overtaken by fear and then despair. He started to lose hope that he would ever exit the pocket dimension of SCP-3001, and his coherent speech became terrified, disconnected ramblings as his mind fell apart. He tried to end his life 184 times while trapped there, but it never worked. He took the damage of each attempt, slowly becoming unrecognizable, but there was no death to grant him escape from SCP-3001. As time went on, the very state of reality within the Red Reality began to decay. Matter started to become antimatter, and Robert Scranton felt himself coming apart at the seams and floating into nothingness. He was still conscious and very much aware as his personality, perhaps even his very soul, fractured and drifted away with his body. In total, he spent almost 6 years inside the broken pocket dimension, though this probably felt like an eternity to him. Eventually, even the console vanished from the Red Reality and returned back to our own, leaving whatever was left of Robert Scranton truly alone. Those who loved him prefer to believe that he's now as close to dead as is possible within SCP-3001, but people who believe in the Scranton theory have different ideas. Dr. Robert Scranton, or rather, whatever he became, was headstrong. He wanted to escape the Red Reality at any cost so he could be reunited with his wife, Dr. Anna Lang. Through sheer force of willpower, Drive Scranton pulled his disparate matter back together, but it didn't come back in the way it used to be. There was something wrong. Terribly wrong. He was now something less than human, SCP-106. Scranton, a man who'd spent his life developing technology to keep reality consistent, was about to build his own reality. He would build, destroy, and rebuild again and again. He would create a perfect reality for him and his beloved Anna, which would later become his trademark pocket dimension. But when Anna saw the monster he'd become, she was horrified by him. His very touch destroyed her, his corrosive mucus melting her away. All that was left was the monster he'd become. The old man, SCP-106. Of course, there's one more theory about the origin of SCP-106. If ever you've heard the wall-walking monster referred to as Uncle Larry, this next story is why. In fact, it's the most widely believed of all the SCP-106 origin theories, the Corporal Lawrence theory. So, who is Corporal Lawrence? We actually know very little about the man aside from the fact he was a military officer during World War I. Our knowledge of him comes from first-hand accounts of the soldiers serving under him in the trenches. The corporal was described as a plain, aloof, and vacant man, with a tendency to stare. Many of the soldiers disliked him on account of his incredibly flat personality, but perhaps even more so because Lawrence always seemed to be followed by the smell of rot. Strange incidents also seemed to follow him around, like soldiers in his barracks seeing greater numbers of sicknesses like trench foot. It was almost as if he was cursed. And perhaps he was. One fateful day, Lawrence and his men needed to raid an enemy trench. They infiltrated the trench and found that everyone there was dead and covered in a corrosive, black slime. Worse still, Corporal Lawrence discovered a strange, black hole in the trench, filled with the same black substance. He then collapsed into this hole, before climbing out, clearly shaken by the experience. After that, everything went downhill. Corporal Lawrence appeared to completely change his personality, becoming a perpetually grinning eccentric with a head full of strangely morbid and sadistic thoughts. At a certain point, his body seemed to reproduce the same corrosive mucus he fell into, causing pain and sickness to his fellow soldiers wherever he went. In the end, after the horrific deaths of some of the soldiers working under him, Corporal Lawrence and his men were apprehended and interred at a military hospital. Not long after, though, he disappeared, along with the rest of his men. The only trace that remained was on the former Corporal Lawrence's hospital bed, traces of the corrosive, black mucus, and a ring of human teeth, pulled from the heads of every single person on the ward. The next time he was seen, Corporal Lawrence truly was no more. Only SCP-106 remained, and in his own sick little way, he'd never been happier. And there you have it, the three most popular theories into the origin of SCP-106. Which, if any, do you think is the most likely theory? Or do you have one of your own? Let us know down in the comments. And remember, keep an eye on the walls. You never know when the old man will drop in for a visit.